To the Full of Money audio commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:49 Pacific Summer Time. Today is October 14th, and today we saw that Wall Street has reversed an earlier decline and is actually finishing up on the day, and that's pretty much tied almost directly to perceptions of the success or otherwise of discussions about raising the debt limit. And if we sort of look at the market from that perspective, then there are two major questions, and the first of those is, how likely is the USA to default on its sovereign debt? And the answer to that is remarkably unlikely. And considering just how castigated the US has been by its international creditors, then that makes it really even an even more unlikely scenario. With a little bit of thawing of perceptions as to exactly what is going to happen, then the potential for some form of deal to emerge in the next week are fairly good in here, and that should translate into some additional upside for stock markets, not least because we've developed short-term oversold conditions on Wall Street, and that there is the potential for an additional rally from this level, not least because the Dow Jones is bouncing from the lower side of its range. The S&P has unwound the majority of its oversold condition relative to the 200-day moving average and come back to the region of the progression of higher reaction lows. And the Nasdaq and Russell remain relative strength outperformers here and remain in consistent advances. In Asia this morning, the Nikkei was stronger by almost 1.5%, and that's another index where we've seen that it had pulled back to test its progression of higher reaction lows in the region of the 200-day moving average and found support exactly where it needed to. And the Chinese market, which has been a bit of a wallflower for really much of the year, continues to hold at this progression of higher reaction lows and was a bit firmer in here today. And in Hong Kong, the Hang Seng was up by just over 1%. And the Indian market, having really fallen very precipitously in July and August, posted a remarkable turnaround when the central bank moved to support the rupee, and it is now continuing to trade and consolidating in the upper side of its range and very much in the region of its all-time highs, and it was also a bit more positive in here today. So with the removal of some of the fears and the reasons for anxiety with regard to the Indian market, then there is potential for additional upside in here over the short to medium term. And in Europe this morning, the majority of markets were relatively steady. There was mixed performance, with the FTSE up a third of a percent and the DAX down just a tad. The European markets are likely to benefit from the thawing of the UK's resistance to the ECB becoming taking over regulatory oversight for the banking sector. And there's no doubt that the Eurozone and the European banking sector is in need of a stiffer hand in terms of regulation, and also in need of a pan-European regulatory oversight, considering how much risk had been devolved to affiliates in peripheral countries and then how that risk had been brought home in the case of the credit crisis. So the ECB taking on additional responsibility in that regard can be viewed as a positive, and it also lessens the risk of an additional crisis evolving. And with the Eurozone moving back onto a growth footing, and also with the risks to the banking sector being mitigated by Mario Draghi using every opportunity to say that they're going to do whatever it takes, then the potential for the premium that is currently evident on Wall Street relative to Europe contracting and Europe outperforming over the short to medium term looks really quite likely. And in the government bond markets, with a bit more enthusiasm in the stock markets, then we're looking at a situation where government bond yields had compressed for much of October and have found some support in here, having unwound much of their overbought condition relative to the 200-day moving average. So that would suggest that the relief rally in government bond prices that we've had over the last couple of months, well, over the last 6 weeks, has probably had the best part of its advance so far, and that it's going to be more difficult from here, and that there is potential for some additional weakness. What investors have really come to understand over the last 2 months, really since the summer, is that the total return in bonds is made up of capital appreciation and yield. And in a bull market environment, you don't really have to worry about the contraction or the lower yield, because you're being compensated by capital appreciation. But in a bear market environment, you have to demand a higher yield, because you don't have that surety in terms of the capital appreciation. And of course, government bond funds, and corporate bond funds for that matter, don't have a yield to maturity. They're a straight play on capital appreciation. And that means that duration has to become a much more relevant consideration from the perspective of a bond investor. And bonds need to be really valued on their yield to maturity rather than their potential for capital appreciation. And that really does suggest that significant rallies in bond prices, particularly in sovereign bond prices, can be viewed as selling opportunities. We've moved from what has been a buy the dips environment for much of the last 30 years into a sell the rally environment, where people would be probably best advised to look at significant rallies as selling opportunities, not least in things like zero coupon bonds or in high yield. In the commodity markets, gold was a little bit firmer in here today and continues to hold in the region of $1,275. It's, I think, closing out the day at $1,276.94. It has pulled back and continues to consolidate and in this sort of $1,300 area. And this continues to look like a higher reaction low relative to the summer low in the region of 1180. But gold really does look like it is back in an equilibrium, and supply and demand have come back into a relative balance in here. And that suggests that we're going to have ranging, and that it's going to take quite a bit of time to rebuild confidence in the market. And the oil market was a bit steadier in here today. So oil has also been very volatile over the last few months and over the summer. And with the removal of some of the risks that we've had in the Middle East, then there is the potential for oil to get a range with a lower bias over the next few months. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best. Well, sorry, not the evening, but for the morning. And wish all the best to all of you.